getting away this morning from taping.
This is an interview with Margaret Merwin Patch, Mrs. George Patch. George W. Patch, at her home in Shelburne Falls, Buckland, Massachusetts. This is October 16th, 1980. Robert Brown, the interviewer. Let's begin by having your recollections of childhood. You were born in Bloomington, Illinois in 1894. Can you perhaps extract for us some of the, what do you think were some of the leading incidents, some of the chief occurrences of that childhood, particular things that may have influenced you, what you later did?
My husband always said I must have had a very serene childhood because I had a very serene just disposition. And I think that is true. I never heard an angry word in my household. Said my father and mother weren't demonstrative people, but they were very happy. We lived a contented
middle class?
Well, I'd hate to say middle class. Of course we were middle class, but middle of the road sort of existence. And my father was a very cheerful man. My mother had a romance in her background, which he gave a little glimmer of romance to our childhood as we heard about it.
You mean an earlier beau or something?
Oh, yes. She had an early beau to whom she was actually engaged, and he absconded with some railroad funds and ran off, and she never heard, or she heard from him again, but he said he would never come back until he could justify himself to her and to the world. Well, he didn't come back, but year after year after year, we received passes on railroads as he progressed and finally became head of the so-called Frisco system. So all of our lives, our early lives, we had this sort of romantic thing in the background. And she never used the passes until my father once had pneumonia, was very ill, and needed to recuperate in the South. So for some reason or other, she did. And he allowed her to use the railway passes to take them to take them south and stay and come back. I don't know anything really too much about it, but it was a romantic year.
Well, was your mother an educated woman?
No, not beyond high school.
Did she have particular interests?
She had no particular interests, except that she was interested in education. Mm. I wonder if we...
She was very much interested in education.
Education for her children. Mm-hmm. She herself was very sad that she had not had a college education, although at that time college education in our group in Illinois was, my aunt was the only one I knew who had been to college. Mm-hmm. And she had been to the University of Chicago for 1 year. Mm-hmm. And it was not...
Not a regular thing.
A regular thing in at that time, which would have been when she was college age, would have been about 1880, and that for women was not a mm-hmm. usual thing. Mm-hmm. So I expect there were women going to college at that time. In fact, I'm pretty sure there were because I later belonged to a sorority at the local college, which was operating at that time. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, she was very anxious that her children have the best possible education. And she said, you must have an education which will put you on the basis with the very best people. Mm. You must, and that was the thing she emphasized, you must